Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today.
You're listening to the What to Read Next podcast, episode 50. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Today, I want to share 7 books that are being released during the month of September. Every month, I'm going to pick 5 or 6 books that are coming out each month that you can pick it up and add into your TBR. Now, let's get to the books that are releasing in September. The first book is Fashion Victim by Amina Akhtar, and it releases September 11, 2018. It's described as Heather's Meet Devil Wears Prada. It's about a fashion competition when it comes to work that can turn deadly. This is one of September's Book of the Month picks. I ended up having an arc for it, so I'm planning to read it this month. I look forward to reading and letting you know if it's actually a pick, if it's a good pick, or, you know, I'll skip it. The next book is Cross Your Heart by Sarah Pinborough. It comes out September 4, 2018. This was my Book of the Month pick. This is a thriller that I'm planning to go blind. The synopsis talks about trust, being exposed, and everything they built being threatened. It seems like an interesting thriller that's full of twists and turns. Based on the reviews, there's something, the ending can be predictable, so we'll see. I'm planning to buddy read this book with a bookstagram friend in October. The next book is Wild Card by Murray Liu, and it releases September 18, 2018. This is a conclusion to Warcross duology. Warcross is a virtual reality game that's full of intrigue, experiments gone wrong, and a chase. I read this book a few months ago. I read Warcross, and I completely loved it, but there was a cliffhanger, so I needed to pick out the second book. So I ended up receiving the book at BEA this past May, and I ended up picking it up a few months ago. It's a really fun young adult duology. I encourage you to pick it up. It's actually really, if you're interested in fantasy and intrigue and sci-fi, this is a really good duology to pick up. The next book is Josh and Hazel's Guide to Not Dating by Christina Lauren, and it releases September 4, 2018. This is a story of two best friends who go on blind double dates in their quest to find love. I read this book last month and I loved it. Hazel as a main character, she's eccentric, lovable, and she's not willing to change for a man, which I love. It is a really sweet romance and I love the epilogue. I think this was a really great story. I love Christina Lauren. I've pretty much read almost all her books, so it's actually a fun author that I really love looking for every new books that they come out. So the next book is The Dinner List by Rebecca Searle, and it releases September 11, 2018. This was August's Book of the Month pick, and it's basically if you're in a dinner party, you can invite 5 people dead or alive, who you invite. And it's an interesting concept. It seems to be fun to read. I heard really positive reviews about this book, so I'm looking forward to it. It's on my library queue, so I'm excited to read. The next book is Transcription by Kate Atkinson, and it released September 25th, 2018. And I have been on a historical fiction kick lately, so just bear with me. This book is about espionage during World War II. I'm hoping to get an arc to read this month. Otherwise, it's going to be in the library queue for October. It seems like a fun book that's about espionage during World War II and then 10 years later and with the consequences of what happened. It seems like a really fun book to read. The final book that I'm sharing is The Paris Seamstress by Natasha Lester, and it released September 18, 2018. Again, another World War II historical fiction. This one is set in Paris and New York within the world of fashion. I read this book in 24 hours and completely loved it. This book has a full plot twist and mysteries that will reveal over the course of the story. If you're a fan of historical fiction or a fan of fashion or just Paris, this book, you should pick it up. So those are the books I'm looking forward to getting released this month. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving me on iTunes. This is the best way to this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.